Paula.
Paula.
Is Canelo going to be a little later?
Hello? Brandilla.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm going to have to mute.
Okay. Obviously, you can unmute when you need to make a comment. We are in section 29 of Parashat Noach. We're starting with Pasuk 215, and I'll start with Elisha and Yehud. Tonight's class, or this class, is a deeper study of the Zohar. L'shen Yehud Kut Shabarichu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leakta L'shem Yud He Bavad He B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunaneihu Kei Wan De'ista Tar V'ishta Hei Taman kol hahu zimna levatar vayizkor Elokim et Noach amar Rabbi Shimon tachatze b'shata tadina itaveit laketiv beya zekira kewan teitaved Dina v'itavidu chayave alma b'dein ketiv be'ya zekira deha kadina sharya b'alma itchaberuta la'ishtekach umchabela Sharia al alma. He hid himself in the ark and remained inside it all this time. What does it say afterward? It says, and Elohim remembered Noah. So Rabbi Shimon said, come and see. While judgment is executed, there is no remembrance. But after judgment has been executed, and the wicked have been removed from the world, then the word remember is mentioned. This is because when judgment prevails in the world, there is no supernal mating above, and the angel of destruction rages throughout the world. Thus, there is no positive remembrance, as remembrance means mating. Questions, comments, thoughts? Does anyone have a question or a comment?
Well, I have a comment. So Elohim didn't remember Noah till after the judgment was executed. So that was, he was in the ark, what, 40 days and 40 nights? So after everything was completely destroyed on the earth, then when they came out of the ark, then he remembered Noah?
That's what the verse is saying, except that it's not saying 40 days and 40 nights. It's saying a year. He was in the ark over approximately a year. Actually, 365 days, I believe. But the he was in the ark, and there was no thought of Noah by Hashem while he was in the ark. That's what the verse implies. Does that make sense to you?
Well,
and then this whole energy. Let me finish, Randy. This whole idea of the energy of the word remembrance. What is remembrance? We have memories. Are those memories real, or are they fabricated by our imagination? Are those memories real, or are they changed by our perceptions of what the way we feel about them? We can be in an event, and we remember that event, and 5 years later, we remember it again, and it's not the same memory. We've changed it. Or are we so recreated each instant that Hashem, when he recreates that memory each instant, it's not the same memory? I was reading an essay today about another subject, and the question was asked in that essay, Hashem created Adam fully grown. Did he create him was Adam created with the memory of a childhood? Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. What is memory? The Zohar is coming in this pasuk to tell us that memory is a mating. What is the meaning of the word mating? Most people, I can't really speak for most people. I can't even speak for myself half the time. Mating is a zivug is the Hebrew word. Mating is a coming together in unity. It doesn't mean sexuality or sex only. That's part of it, a major part of it in a human being. But what is mating? What is memory? You remember something from your past, but you really
not remembering, you're living that memory again. That's a mating of times. I'm not sure what the rest of this section is going to say about memory. I haven't read ahead. I haven't read this section before. But the point is, this is what the verse is discussing. Memory. It's telling us that it's a mating. And there's no positive mating when there's negativity around. Why? We are taught that Hashem doesn't come where there is negativity. The job of the human species is to remove negativity from this earth so that Hashem can be in and on this earth. There's a lot to think about in this pasuk.
Thank you. Does anybody have any other comments they want to make? And Brandy, I hope I've answered your question or addressed your comment.
Yes, you answered it. It was good.
Pasuk 2:16. Kewan deitavar dina veishtakech rugzat chavkola leatreya uvginka kitiv hakav yizkor elokim et noach tiveya sharya zechor de noach ish tzadik. But after judgment is passed and is completed and the wrath is appeased, everything returns to its proper order. Namely, the supernal mating commences and mercy is revealed in the world. This is why the text reads, "And Elohim remembered Noah." Because the term remember, which means mating, applies to Noah, as indicated by the words, Noah was a righteous man, and he is a throne for the supernal mating, so that when the mating commenced, Elohim remembered Noah. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Okay, here I go again. So, when all negativity was removed from the earth, then that allowed the mating to occur. I take it as creativity to begin again.
That is correct. Creativity is what mating is. Creation comes on a physical level. Creation comes when a baby is conceived. That's creation. That means male and female has to come together. The Hebrew word for remember is the same as the Hebrew word for male. It's zachor. Zion Kaf Resh, or Kaf Vav Resh. Zachor has a gematria of 233, which is In one sense, the gematria of the word Baruch, meaning blessing. It takes the removal of negativity for mating to commence, for creation to commence. It's well said, Brandy. What does it mean that creation commences? Rabbi Ashlag, in his comments, is saying, namely, the supernal mating commences, and mercy is revealed in the world. The supernal mating is the coming together of Chachma, which is wisdom, represented in the physical world by a human unconscious level of thought, and Bina, which is knowledge, is understanding, represented by the conscious level of thought. When Chachma and Bina come together, but they're never separated, is what Kabbalah teaches. Chachma and Bina never separate. But when they come together at the appropriate times, in the appropriate way, creation takes place. The thought of creation takes place. So the statement, Elohim remembers Noah, remembered what Noah means. Comfort is the meaning of the word Noah. But it's also the anagram for Ket, represents Chachma, meaning wisdom. The Nun represents Nestar, the concealed wisdom. Elohim is the name of God at the level of Malchut. Concealed wisdom is anything spiritual. It's there on Zim. Mating commences when the physical world is united with the spiritual world. That's what the phrase Elohim remembers Noah represents. The physical world mates with the spiritual world. That's just decoding on one level this phrase and what the depth of this verse is all about. Should I go on to verse 217, or do you have more questions on this verse?
No, go on.
Verse 217. Ketivata Moshe v'geyut hayam v'sho v'galav Ata tishabechem v'shata diyama kafitz v'galgelo utomei salke v'nachate u'chabrichu shadar chad chuta misitra diyamina u'mashech Galgelo v'shakech zarteya v'leit mandiyadaleya. It is written, you rule the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof rise up, you still them. When the sea is stormy, the waves mount on high, and the waters of the deep go up and down. The Holy One, blessed be He, sends forth a thread of chesed from the right side pulls back its wings, is it brave, but there is nobody who can grasp him. Questions, comments, thoughts?
My question is, Adam and Eve were made, were created. Is there now still supposed to be a man for every woman, a woman for every man? Or am I way off?
No, it's not way off. The answer is a soul consists of male and female together. Before the male or the female soul, half soul, comes into the world, into a body, they have to split. Somewhere in the spiritual realm, as they descend from the Garden of Eden, the higher Garden of Eden, as they descend, they get split into two halves. When they come into the physical world, there is approximately an equal number of men and women that are born, an equal number of male babies and an equal number of female babies. But the operative word is approximately. Because women do not have to come down to this world. They choose to come down most of the time. But there are some lifetimes that they say, I'm really not needed in this world. I don't feel I want to come down. And they have that choice. Men don't. Men have to come down. When they come down into this world, approximately half come down with a mate. But for the most part, in most lifetimes, they never meet that mate on a physical level. They meet other people, other halves, who their halves, the woman that you meet or the man that you meet, has another half that isn't you. But yet you meet, you become involved with them, you get married to them. They're not your true cosmic soulmate. But they've been given permission on the spiritual level for you to marry them and for them to marry you. So the answer to your question is yes. But there's a small number of women who on a given lifetime choose not to come down. And that's why statistically you have more male babies born than you have female babies. But you also have a situation where like in China, where man interferes in that process. In China, for the last 30, 40 years, they had a one-child policy to control their population growth. And the society valued males. So girl babies were killed, God forbid. And now they have 30 million excess males in China. They don't have enough females in China for all of the males. What will happen? It's never happened to that extent before in history, but it has happened before.
Wow.
We only have a few minutes left, so I'm not going to go forward with the next pasuk. But if you have any further questions on what we discussed today, please ask them. or you have comments you'd like to make. We have two more classes tonight. At 7 o'clock West Coast time, we'll have questions and answers on various subjects, whatever you want to bring up. And at 8:30 tonight, we begin our connection to Moshe Rabbeinu for the holiday, for the Hilulah, his death anniversary of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a very positive day. It's the beginning of the 90-day period that runs from tonight, Zion Adar, the 7th of Adar, through Shavuot, the gift of the Torah. And all of the holidays and all of the high energy days that are in these 90 days. And all of that energy is tonight. And that's why the Kabbalists have us stay up. But I learned an interesting aspect. The 7th of Adar is the day that the Hevra Kadisha, the society of people who prepare for the burials of other people who have died. Hevra Kadisha. Hevra stands for community or friends, a group of friends. Kadisha means a holy group of friends. These are people who spend their time taking care of dead bodies and preparing them for burial. The dead body is never going to pay them back. That's what makes their work holy, because they only do this as a mitzvah, knowing with knowledge of forefront that they will never receive from that dead body anything in return. It's solely done for doing the mitzvah for its own sake. The Hevra Kadisha gets together on the 7th of Adar for a dinner, for a learning session. Tonight that they get together in order to help each other learn more about how to prepare and how to handle dead bodies. But why did they choose in all of the 365 days of the year, or 355 days of the calendar, the Hebrew year, why did they choose the 7th of Adar? Because no human being buried Moshe. Only God buried Moshe. And we don't know where his burial site is. Because if we did, people would make him a god. They would pray to him. They would make the mistake of making him an idol. And to prevent that, he allowed no human being to bury him. You think his student, Joshua, didn't want to participate in his burial? Of course he did. Do you think the other people of the generation didn't want to bury him? Of course they wanted to honor him. But he knew us. He knew the later generation. And he protected us by not letting a human being bury him. This is the energy of the 7th of Adar. That will be our 8:30 West Coast time class tonight. I bid you all shalom, much peace in your life.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.